It's not something many of us here at WBUR know from personal experience, but according to our research, some people these days play drinking games that might involve a quarter, a deck of cards, or a ping pong ball. Back in the 17th century, European aristocrats had their own drinking games, and they involved more complicated equipment. WBUR's Andrea Shea has this story about an antique game that the Museum of Fine Arts in Boston has put on display in its Kunstkammer gallery.
In German, Kunstkammer means art room or chamber, and the MFA's new gallery houses 123 intricately crafted oddities. Its layout is inspired by the cabinets of curiosities that were trendy among the well-heeled in the 16th and 17th centuries. Museum conservator Suzanne Genzica has been trying to revive a particularly bizarre piece for a decade.
We're here in the library of the Department of Objects Conservation, and with me is Rolf Lang, a master watchmaker and conservator from Dresden in Germany, and his assistant Markus Werner.
They're wearing special gloves so they can handle a silver object called an automaton.
It's an animated machine, which it's something like a robot in a way.
The mechanical device was created around 1600 by Joachim Fries, a famous German goldsmith.
It's called a Trinkspiel, a drinking game.
And they were all the rage in the 16 and 1700s. Aristocrats pulled them out to impress their friends at dinner parties. This one depicts Diana, goddess of the hunt, astride a stag with magnificent pointy antlers. She's holding two hunting dogs on a leash. During a banquet, the host would remove the stag's head to fill the cavity with wine. Then he or she would crank the mechanical device's key and send it buzzing erratically around the table. If the automaton stopped in front of you, it would be your duty to drain the ornate heavy vessel.
I cannot envision how people would have been able to lift this whole thing and drink from it without spilling wine over your fabulous dinner clothes. But maybe they had a lot of practice.
Watchmaker Rolf Lang laughs because he knows they did. He's researched the piece's history and lifestyles of the people who used it. And this drinking game has a fascinating backstory. A powerful German family purchased it around 1600 and used it for parties at their castle. In 1945, that castle was bombed at the end of World War II, and the contraption was lost. Then, in the mid-1980s, it was found in East Germany. Genzica says someone must have buried the piece for safekeeping. Its silver exterior survived, but the conservator shows me the original internal mechanism, which is made of more humble metals like iron and copper alloys. It's heavily corroded.
Almost mineralized. In some areas, there's no metal left, so it's defunct. It's a lump of rust.
After the two Germanies unified, the piece was returned to the family's heirs. They eventually sold it through the art market, and the MFA purchased the beautiful but broken work in 2004. About 10 years ago, Genzica discovered conservator Rolf Lang had treated this Diana and the stag in Germany after it was recovered. So she asked him to replicate the automaton's innards. Long explains that it was important for him to use the same tools and methods that its creator used 400 years ago. He painstakingly rebuilt the mechanical parts in Germany and flew to Boston to install them inside the sculpture. Then came the test run. Long winds the device with a key, and it whirs to life. Genzica and Long look on, smiling, like proud parents.
And Diana hat uns jetzt zusammengebracht.
Ah, he said we were corresponding for 10 years like a couple in love, and finally Diana brought us together. You know, we're from the different parts of Germany. Now there's just one Germany, but the meeting of professionals from different parts of the country is really a meaningful connection and a rare one.
Rolf Lang has restored a bunch of automata, including a 17th century drumming bear alarm clock. Genzika says the Indian Mughal court even presented an automaton to the Persian Shah. Today, she and Rolf Lang are thrilled to expose modern audiences to this quirky old drinking device.
I don't know if there's anybody else in the world who really could have done the work that Rolf did, and its function is preserved for the future now. I mean, it's resurrected in a way.
But if you visit the MFA, leave your wine at home. This strange drinking game will not be filled up anytime soon. To see Diana and the Stag in action, though, there is a short film that accompanies the automaton in the gallery. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.